Thank y'all for being here. We are just learning as we are moving along, so if some things change, we're going to be getting better at this stuff. But we promised you we would have an opportunity to come in here and brief you at least on what's going on.
The 30-minute session covered a wide range of topics, including some that the administration had no real answers as yet, having been in office for only 6 days.
We've had a good first week on some things that we're looking to go in. I'm going to answer any questions you want to answer, but I'm going to kind of talk about a couple things I know we're working on in case you don't have to ask me about them so I can talk to you.
One of those things is a $300 million grant to the city by Triumph Gulf Coast, which oversees money from the BP oil spill settlement. That is contingent, however, upon local officials raising the same amount in matching funds. At this point, Robinson says they're roughly $40 million short.
We did get in $25 million from DOT. There was an additional $25 million that we have not been as successful on. There was about $5 million we're short on what we thought was going to come from the federal government in the EDA, and there was about $10 million short with the governor's fund that we're still working on.
One of the major obstacles in securing the funding is the overall transition after the elections, beginning at the state level.
Certainly working with Florida West and trying to put those things together. We don't even know who the Secretary of Transportation is going to be. I know that Scott was down in Orlando. He met with some people last week. I have yet to catch up with him. We have a meeting on Wednesday this week to brief where we are and then go forward. But I think we'll get there.
As Grover Robinson begins his new duties on the seventh floor, he's stepping down as chairman of the Florida Gulf Consortium, which was formed in the wake of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. His term expires next month.
I wasn't sure what I was going to do the last time I met with him because I wasn't sure, obviously, what the election was going to turn out. But I think one thing that showed this past week is if I'm serious about doing this job, I can't be doing that job, too. There are capable people in Escambia County, and there are capable people within the consortium system that can do that.
Another subject brought up is access to City Hall. During its 8-year run, the Ashton-Hayward administration was criticized over what many perceived as a lack of transparency and cooperation with the media.
I'm talking with the staff, and I've told them my expectation is that they get back to you right away and get you answers of what we can do. If we don't totally know the answer, we're going to have to tell you at this particular time, we don't exactly have a full answer that we can give because we're still working on it. As we have the information, we're going to put it forward to you, but there are things that we don't know at this particular time.
On another front, although he's been in office only 6 days, Robinson was asked if there is anything he knows now compared to 6 days ago.
How challenging our legal department is right now, trying to tie one settlement up at a time and keep us moving through. There are a lot of good things going on in Pensacola right now. There are some things that need to change, but by no means do I think that anything terrible. I just think there are things we could do better, and we want to focus on doing better.
Meanwhile, the next meeting of Robinson's transition team is set for 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at City Hall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.